In Kenya, a child was killed during a grenade attack yesterday on a church in Nairobi. Hours later, two police officers were shot dead in a town near the Somali border. Both attacks are being blamed on the Somalia-based terrorist group Al-Shabaab. Charles Collins reports.
The grenade was thrown into a Sunday school classroom at St. Polycarp Church in the capital, killing one small boy and seriously injuring three other children. Many other people were hurt when people fled the scene. Irene Rambui told local journalists people were running for their lives.
We were just worshiping God in church when suddenly we had an explosion and people started running for their lives. But unfortunately, we came to realize that the explosion had injured some kids who were taken to hospital, and unfortunately, one succumbed. At first, we were not sure where the explosion was because the loud voice came inside the church. So we were not clear and we were not sure where the explosion was, but the explosion exploded inside the church, but later to realize it was thrown outside.
The blast has been blamed on Al-Shabaab, an Islamic terrorist group based in Somalia. 15 Somalis living in Nairobi were later injured in what has been described as a revenge attack. Meanwhile, hours later, two police officers were shot dead in Garissa, a Kenyan town close to the border with Somalia. The same town was the scene of an attack on two churches back in July, which killed 17 people. Kenya sent troops into Somalia last October in response to a series of kidnappings in Kenya by Al-Shabaab. Since then, at least 48 people have been killed and 200 others injured in a series of grenade and gun attacks throughout Kenya. I'm Charles Collins.
The Kenyan military continues to battle Al-Shabaab. Kenyan warships shelled the southern Somali port of Kismayu overnight after Al-Qaeda-linked rebels said they had abandoned the city. Stunned by an assault by sea, air, and ground forces late Friday night, Al-Shabaab rebels had fled the city that had been their key source of revenue, retreating to surrounding forests and towns. However, there are conflicting reports about how much of Kismayu African Union forces now control.